Trump Executive Order Targets, Some Housing Regulation, by Patrick Tuohy. Shomi Institute analysts have written often about housing in these pages. Missouri doesn't face the same affordability crisis as coastal markets, but that doesn't mean policymakers are powerless to further reduce costs. A recent executive order from President Trump aims to lower housing costs by reducing federal regulatory barriers. The order directs federal agencies to review environmental rules, permitting processes, and other regulations that can delay projects or raise costs. This isn't a new insight. A 2016 report from the Obama administration warned that regulatory barriers, especially zoning and land use restrictions, have made it harder for housing markets to respond to growing demand. The Trump order addresses part of that problem. But the most consequential barriers to new housing are found at the municipal level. Zoning determines where housing can be built and how much. Minimum lot sizes, parking mandates, height limits, and single-family zoning can sharply restrict supply. When zoning allows only a small number of homes on large parcels of land, the cost of each unit inevitably rises. Federal action also played a role in shaping these systems. Throughout the 20th century, federal housing programs promoted local zoning and land use regulation as tools for stabilizing property values and guiding development. Those policies encouraged the spread of zoning frameworks that remain common today. The administration's order stops short of addressing local land use restrictions directly. Addressing federal rules may help at the margins, but without local reforms, many communities will continue to limit the amount of housing that can be built. Supporters of strict zoning sometimes argue that land use decisions should remain entirely local. Local authority is important, but it does not eliminate the broader consequences of housing shortages, and it should not be used in a way that violates individual property rights. When cities restrict construction, as Kansas City did with rigid energy code standards, the effects ripple across regions through higher rents, longer commutes, and constrained labor markets. If policymakers in Kansas City, St. Louis, or anywhere else want to make housing more affordable, they should start with the rules that determine whether housing can be built at all. For more free market policy research and analysis, visit showmeinstitute.org. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.